All right, it is now time
for the champions interview with our funny car champ, Ron Capps. Ron, you went into today knowing that you had a points lead, but there was going to be a big matchup in the second round. You came up on the short end of that matchup, but you won the championship, got by with a little help from your friends. Walk us through your race weekend experience, the highs and the lows.
Yeah, just typical Pomona. I mean, this is a home track, so our motorhomes are about 1,000 feet. A lot of friends, a lot of family, and coming in, it was unique because everybody around me, my aunts, we had a lot of birthdays, so they all live right around Laverne and Pomona area. So every night has been somebody's house for a birthday. My cousin Donnie, who you know very well. It's been fun to have like 80 or 100 people and have home cooking every night and have people that I grew up with just kind of hanging out. But everybody wanted to sort of help me keep my mind clear. And it was like, let's do everything we did in August, which when we won the, you know, delayed Winter Nationals.
The Winter Nationals in the summertime.
So it was sort of this challenge of how much can we do exactly like we did. I mean, to the same tea as going to the same restaurant from the time I got here Wednesday, going to the same place every night, doing the same thing. And that helped, believe it or not. And we came in wanting to get the points just above the next cutoff, which was 60 points. And we were 3 points shy of doing that. And we ended up putting it over that threshold, which ended up probably helping us win the championship. Because had that not happened, who knows? It was only two rounds that Matt Hagan had to go past us. And, you know, it just changed. And the fact that we had to meet up second round, I knew that's just what's going to happen. I've been here a bunch of times. We've lost a lot of championships by close margins. But I figured there's no way it's going to be easy. It's not going to be you show up, you end up winning a round. That team's too good to figure out. You're just going to get by them and expect them not to put up a fight.
All right, we're going to give the media an opportunity at you. You've done a lot today. It's amazing stuff. We'll start out with Allison McCormick from DSR. Allison, go ahead.
You know, yeah, Tolbert retiring was so sudden in January, right before the season started. And luckily, that team was kept intact that they had with Jack Beckman. Guido and I go way back to my first year as a top field driver, and I drove the rig, and I worked on the car. And John Forrest was, he's obviously the GOAT, but back then, Guido was a crew member and drove the trucks. And so he taught me a lot of things on the road, like where to go to dry cleaning, where to go here, and where to eat on the road. And so we became very fast friends, and here we are later on getting to work together finally. John Medlin, some weird stuff's happened the last few races with John Medlin. Weird in a good way. Obviously, Eric, we miss Eric. I look at Eric every run on the back of the injector. So yeah, I always feel like he's looking over me. We've had some weird stuff where John has felt Eric's presence, actually pictures talking back to him at times and waking up in dreams, which has been pretty cool to listen to. And today we lost and we came back, and he's got a couple pictures of Eric in the lounge where the crew chiefs work, and he's always given me these quotes, these Italian quotes, which is cool to get from John Medlin, right? And we got back and we lost that round, and he said, I came in and I looked at it, and he said he apologized to Eric. Sorry, bud. He had a nickname. He's got a nickname, he says, for Eric. And he said, sorry about that. And he said the picture talked right back to him and said, it's okay. It's going to be all right. He said, clear as a bell. And so he's telling me this with his hands on my shoulders. And I'm just tearing up. Like, I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, it's crazy how much, if you've ever been around John Medlin, he's very spiritual.
He might be Jesus.
He might be Jesus, yeah, Steve. It's crazy. So that made me feel a little better. I had to come up and stand behind Matt Hagan's car for that next round. But it just has been so fun to work with these guys, finally, this team, and to win another championship. And what my next chapter in life is going to be for next year, this has just been, you couldn't have scripted it better for this next step for 2022. And I'm so happy to be able to work with these guys this year.
Next question for On Caps. Phil Burgess, NHRA National Dragster.
Your credentials as a funny car driver, beyond your approach, winning a second chance, do anything more to make you validate?
I don't even know. I never wear my ring. I always approach it like I'm trying to win another championship, and like I've never won one. Some drivers wear it and they walk around with it and they shine it and everywhere, and I don't know, it's been unique for me to, I don't know. I just know that my wife's never let any racing stuff in my house, and we've had the world championship trophy next to our TV where we sit and watch in the family room, and it's just sat there by itself. So every time we sit down and watch TV, I'm glancing over at the trophy, just staring at it going, oh my God, how cool would it be to have another one on the other side of the TV? Not thinking it would ever happen again, because funny cars are so tough. But, you know, no matter what, I'm never going to be ever close to the winningest funny car driver or anything in funny car. But to watch Steve Torrence, what he's done just a few years, that you can honestly quickly call it a dynasty. There's no doubt about it. I've just had to chug along with some great people around me and just kind of do our thing. And I'm happy to be number two to the GOAT. I mean, there's you know, it doesn't bother me that I'm never going to be the winningest of anything in funny car. It's okay. I'm proud to do that. I'm proud to represent. But to have a number two championship, it validates a little bit more. It really does. I'm still going to wake up January 1st, and it's going to be, let's go get another one.
Next question for Ron Capps. Yes, Matt Smith is in there waving at you.
Yeah.
He's waving.
Dude, haircut, right? Maybe?
It's time for a haircut, man. No. Yeah, that's happening in here, Matt.
What?
Yes, sir, you have a question for Ron Capps. Go.
No, I caught him earlier.
All right, he caught him early. Darren, go.
All right, well, I heard you mention Joel Amato and Gary Hornsby outside. So were you Team Amato or Team Hornsby? Because I was Team Amato.
Oh, man. You know, well, they were. I used to cheer for the underdogs back then, and they were both huge sponsors. Hornsby, because he was a California guy, I cheered for her back then. I was just a fan, and I sat with my parents up there, and later on we all learned that he had cancer, and he didn't tell anybody. So then you're like, oh my God, now I'm for sure. But I've gotten to know Joe Model later. But at that time, for sure, a Gary Hornsby fan.
Were you here in the finals for 1990 when they went at it for a year?
Oh, yeah.
What was it like in the
stands? In the grandstands. Dude, it was final round, end of the season for the whole marbles. Crazy. I stood with Blaine and Alan Johnson, who I grew up with, right here when Blaine won his first race, and they re-put it on NHRA just a few days ago, and I stood behind Blaine's car in their first win here when they beat Larry Dixon, who later became my teammate. Huge moments. This place has got, it's just sacred ground, so it's only fitting that we end the season, and I couldn't think of a better place to do what happened today and be part of, you know, all these guys. You know, Tasca, I mean, Tasca just dominated most the first of the year. I mean, we're chasing him, and I'm sure he'll tell you, to go to win here and go into the next year, it means everything, right? Yeah, it's just, it's crazy. This is, Wally Park started this, and his spirit is for sure floating around here, and just, I bet he's proud.
That having all been said, Ron, as a Dodge driver, getting the second championship, what are you most excited about in the off season?
I get a Dodge Hellcat to drive for a year. Yeah, I can't wait. I've missed out. Beckman got one. Hagen got one. Tommy Johnson got one the 1 year. And I've been with him longer than anybody. And so I can't wait to drive one all year long. That's probably the most exciting part of it. You know, there's a lot of stuff. December 9th, PRI, opening day. We're going to announce everything that's going on. And I've been leaning on all these guys. I'm going to be calling all these owners about advice on what to do next. It's very exciting. So, you know, this sport is in good hands, and we're all going to be building on it, and we can't wait. We got a lot of fun new Toyota body, and the Fords and the Chevys and Dodges, and it's just we need to get back to where it was when we were growing up, where it was win on Sunday and sell on Monday, and that's what we need to do in funny car class right now. I mean, we got so much parity, it's going to be fun to do that, and I can't wait.
Just to share the story on the way up here, I'm following behind him. He's by himself. He's talking to himself. He's like, I get a Hellcat. Yes. Ron, congratulations. Thank you very much for a great season. Ladies and gentlemen, Ron will be out there. We got our banquet later. Good
job,
champ. Two-time champ, Ron Capps.